This is the Aviat Merli of the 2nd of August 2026. Original date, the 17th of February 2011. Serve with your mind to give souls even a drop. Make intense effort over a long period of time and remain ever ready, and you will then become a bead of the rosary. Today, the Father, the ocean of love, has come to meet his loving children. The children remembered, "My Baba, come." And so the Father says, "My loving children, love has such an attraction that every child has made the Father belong to them, and the Father has said to every child, my child, and merged each child in him. It is a wonder." The children said, "My Baba," and the word "my" is filled with so much love that the Father also says, "My children." Love is such that it completely changes you from what you were. Waves of love are flowing from the forehead of every child, and Bapdada is pleased to see this. Love is the means with which you make someone's heart belong to you. Seeing only the waves of love flowing from each child, Bapdada is very pleased. Bapdada is now going to conduct a 5-minute drill with all of you to save all your devotees and the unhappy and peaceless souls who are remembering you and calling out, "O our ancestors, give us peace for even a short time. Give us a drop of happiness." With the power of your minds, while sitting here, make those souls emerge. Can you hear them calling out, "Save us, save us"? Enable rays of happiness and peace to reach such souls with the power of your mind. Repeatedly continue to serve with your mind in this way, because together with the Father, you children are also world servers. Just as you become instruments to serve with words throughout the day, in the same way, every now and then, continue to practice serving with your minds. There is also benefit for you in this, because if your minds remain constantly busy doing this service, you will then be saved from any useless and wasteful thoughts that Maya creates in between. You will not have to work hard. What response would you give if Bapdada were to ask you now how you are? That you are making effort, but only sometimes, ... So, you are not making effort all the time. Bapdada now wants to see the end of the word "sometimes" in the records of all of you children. Is it possible for the word "sometimes" to finish? Will you be ready when the time comes? Instead of "it is happening" or "it definitely has to happen," can you become ever ready? Why? If you make the sanskar of being a conqueror of Maya, a conqueror of your mind, and a conqueror of the world, your practice over a long period of time, then in the final moments, this practice over a long period of time will also make you victorious and make you a special bead of the rosary. You will then pass with honours. Not just pass, pass with honours. So speak. Do you have this courage? You do want to pass with honours, do you not? You are the ones who become worshippers from the Copper Age until now. That is, you become the beads of the rosary. You have the pure thought to make yourself a bead of the rosary, do you not? Every day at Amrit Vela, Bapdada looks at the beads of his rosary and has a special celebration with them. Do all of you understand yourselves to be beads of a rosary? There is also another rosary of 16,000, but that is the second rosary. The special rosary that is worthy of praise and worship is the first rosary. Today, Bapdada was seeing those beads because, together with Brahma Baba, it is they who especially claim a right to the kingdom. Today, Father Brahma was seeing his intense effort-making children of the present time. Of course, only two would sit on the future throne of the kingdom, but the first rosary is of those who are their companions in the kingdom. Have you checked yourselves? You will return home with Bapdada, because it is now the return journey for all of you. Since you have to go back anyway, you will go back with the Father, not alone. So, who will be the beads that are close and will return home with the Father? Those who are intense effort makers over a long period of time. Not just effort makers, not those who only do something sometimes, only those who have been equal to the Father over a long period of time will claim a right to the kingdom. So what do you think? Are you making intense effort? Those who feel that they are in the line of intense effort makers, raise your hands. Those who are intense effort makers, raise your hands high. You are raising your hands very low. Acha, many of you are raising your hands. Raise your hands high once again. Not just like that, by keeping it low. Acha. Bapdada sees the children's charts every day. The majority are intense effort makers, but they also add the word sometimes to it. However, what is the Father saying? Attention, please. Let there not be any upheaval even in your subtle thoughts. Each of you definitely has to be unshakable, immovable, and one with pure thoughts over a long period of time. Some children have a very sweet heart-to-heart conversation. They say, Baba, we will definitely become ready, because as the time comes closer, there will be more situations of upheaval, and so there will automatically be disinterest. However, who is then your teacher? The time or the Father? The time is your creation. The Father is now signalling you that intense effort over a long period of time will make you pass with honours at the end. Everyone will pass, but in order to pass with honours, it is essential to make continuous intense effort over a long period of time. Therefore, note down today's date. If even now it is sometimes or something, it will happen, we will do it, you must not continue to use these words as you progress. The Father's love is constantly there. He has love even for the last bead. Why? They have said, "My Baba," from their hearts. Even great souls of today do not say, "My Baba," but they at least believe in "My Baba," so that the Father loves them too. The Father constantly has love for the children, till the last moment and even for the last one. It is love that has made you belong to the Father. Bapdada has also said that the majority of you have love for Bapdada, and it will remain. But you don't need just love. You also need power. You also have to make intense effort. Bapdada has faith in you children, and this is why he is now giving multi-million-fold congratulations to you children. Wah, children, wah. You are courageous. With your courage, you will definitely receive the Father's help. Now do one thing. In order to keep your mind busy, just as the Father had earlier told you to put a full stop in a second, you are a dot and you have to put a full stop and see everyone as a dot. When you see everyone as a dot, you will not have any other thoughts. Pay attention to serving with your mind. So many unhappy souls are crying out, and so you have to have that extra focus in your mind to do the service of giving them rays. Serving with your mind is very elevated service. It is beneficial for those who are unhappy and also beneficial for you. There is double benefit. You serve with words, and that service is increasing. You are doing that from your heart. The numbers are increasing, and the number of centers is increasing. The majority of you are good at serving with words. Not everyone, but the majority of you. In the same way, now continue to do the service of giving a drop to special souls. Do not keep your minds free. Keep your minds busy in doing one kind of service or another. Giving powers with your mind. Serving with words. Serving with virtues in your actions. Doing the service of giving happiness to your relatives and contacts. Keep your mind busy in all these different types of service, because who are the richest souls in the world? They are you, are they not? How many treasures have you received? So serve with every treasure. The more you use these treasures in doing service, the more they will increase. Therefore, just as you pay attention to serving yourself, in the same way, pay attention throughout the day to serving by giving rays with your mind to unhappy souls and your devotees. They are crying out so much, but you are not able to hear them. The majority of them have one reason or another for sorrow in their homes. Who will give happiness to such unhappy ones? Speak, who will give it? It is you, is it not? So throughout the day, check the service you do with your mind. How much time are you giving to it? Just as you give time to yourself, in the same way, How much time do you give to serving with your mind? You are merciful, are you not? So have mercy for those who are unhappy. You have a song, do you not? O Mother and Father, have mercy for those who are unhappy. Bap Dada has to hear a lot of this. You can't hear it as much, but now listen to it. Where would those people go? They are your brothers and sisters. So benefit yourselves and keep your mind busy. And also remove the sorrow of unhappy ones. They are crying out. Their hearts are crying out. Bap Dada hears this and remembers you children. Oh, my beloved children, my long lost and now found children, now have merciful hearts. Be cooperative with Brahmins too. No matter what type of sanskars someone has, what is your duty? To get into conflict with these sanskars, or to free that soul from the conflict of sanskars. The title, Remover of Sorrow and Bestower of Happiness, is your title too, is it not? You are the Father's companions, are you not? Companions of the Father, what thought have you had? You are going to transform the sorrow and peacelessness of this world and bring about happiness and peace. Are you not? You have to do this. Raise your hands. You are going to do this? Or are you just going to watch? It is happening, but it has to change now. Even if it is Brahmin souls, do not just continue to watch and think that they are doing it. But also, transform them with your words and the thoughts of your minds. You should not have to do it. Bap Dada continues to hear that. This matter has reached Bap Dada. Since you have given this situation to him, you yourselves have to then follow the Father's directions, because Bap Dada is responsible, and the special beloved companion children are his instruments. So instead of having waste thoughts in your mind, now constantly give cooperation to those unhappy and disturbed souls, whether they are Brahmin souls or anyone else. Be cooperative. Acha. The new children who have come here for the first time, you have to do 10 minutes work in a second. You mustn't waste your time even slightly. You have to pay attention. You can make your efforts intense and go ahead as much as you want. These are the good wishes and pure feelings on behalf of all the Brahmins and from the Father. Acha. All of those of Madhuban stand up. If it were not for the Madhuban residents, who would offer you such hospitality? You arrive comfortably, you eat, drink and become refreshed, and so applaud the Madhuban residents. Bap Dada knows that because of not having enough space, those from Madhuban have to listen to the Murli while sitting far away. This is also the service of those from Madhuban. This too is service. You give happiness to others, and so you become bestowers of happiness. It is the duty of those from Madhuban to give happiness and receive happiness. You share your experiences with the experiences of all those who come. and so everyone receives benefit from those experiences. There are many benefits, but because of a shortage of time, you don't share that much. What is the title of the residents of Madaban? Those who give happiness and receive happiness. The children of the bestower of happiness are those who follow the Father, Acha. Those who have come this time, you must be listening to the Murli regularly. Is there anyone here who doesn't listen to the Murli? Raise your hands. No one, Acha. Those who do not listen or read the Murli, stand up. There are a few. It doesn't matter, but from now on, for the remaining time, ... These are the Father's elevated versions. Bapdada comes from the supreme abode, and Brahma Baba comes from the subtle region, and they speak elevated versions. So do not miss a Murli for even a single day. If you miss it, you would then be removed from Bapdada's heart throne. Those who miss the Murli should understand that they are not the masters of the three thrones, and that they will only become the masters of two thrones according to their capacity. Therefore, Murli, 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 because each Murli has directions for every day. There are directions for all four subjects, and you have to receive directions for every day. All of those who are missing it for one reason or another should make a program for themselves so that they can hear the Murli. Find one method or other for salvation. Inventions of science nowadays have been made for you. This science was invented about 100 years before Shiv Baba entered Father Brahma. It has to be useful to you, and this is why you should use it. Take benefit. Acha. To you children who are sitting in front of Baba, or wherever you are listening to the Murli, love and remembrance from the depths of the heart, with deep love and namaste. It is the turn of UP Benares to serve. Father Brahma and Jagadamba, the World Mother, have had a lot of love for UP. Father Brahma went to UP just as much as he went to Bombay, the place where Father Brahma placed his footsteps is so fortunate. Both Lucknow and Kanpur have had a right to this fortune. Bombay also became that, but it is now the turn of UP. Drops of teachings from the mother and father have fallen directly on UP. What does UP now have to do in future? You do service with words in the melas, but according to the present time, Bapdada has been telling everyone until now to bring airs and well-known mics. Well-known means those whose words create an impact on those who hear them. Prepare such mics. Let there be a group of such heirs at every centre. How many centres are there in UP? There are many, so you have to bring many heirs. Count how many centres there are and how many heirs have been created. So according to how many there should be, have that many heirs come? Or are they still to come? If you still have to create them, then there is no guarantee about the time. Create airs and mics as quickly as possible, whose sound opens the line of the fortune of many souls, because you have done a lot of service. The older ones have done a lot of service. Now inspire others to do service. Prepare those who can do it. You can do this, can you not? Teachers, raise your hands. Acha. There are many teachers. So prepare that many. Each centre, whether small or big, if it is in the list of centres, then they definitely have to give the proof, because there is no guarantee about the time. Anything can happen at any time. This is why Bapdada is saying this to all the zones, and even to those who have not come. Baba is telling all the zones, now move forward. Classes continue to take place. The numbers are continuing to increase. But now prepare those who will become instruments. Create them, because Bapdada has seen that there are such souls in all the zones who can become instruments. Those from UP have to benefit the devotees, although there may be few who call themselves devotees. They are devotees. Enable them to receive the fruit of their devotion. They make a lot of effort, but it is good. Bapdada has seen that everyone is progressing through their efforts. But even now, there is a margin to move further ahead. You are doing it. It is not that you are not. You are doing it. You are doing it, but now increase your speed a little. You are good and you are doing good service. All the daddies are also congratulating all of you. So many Pandavs have also come. Pandavs are no less. There are many types of service that only the Pandavs can do. This is why Bapdada and all the Madhaban residents are congratulating all the Pandavs. Acha. Blessing. May you keep the foot of your intellect constantly within the line of the codes of conduct and become powerful and full with all attainments. The children who never allow the foot of their intellects to go outside the line of the codes of conduct become lucky and lovely. They can never experience any obstacles, storms, distress, or unhappiness. If any of these come to you, you must then understand that you have definitely stepped outside the line of a code of conduct with the foot of your intellect. To step outside the line means to become a beggar. Therefore, never become one who begs. Become powerful and full of all attainments. Slogan: those who are constantly detached and loving to the Father remain safe. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become clean, that is, pure. Determination is the key to success, and success is the birthright of you children. Therefore, use determination and do not become careless by thinking, it will happen, I will do it. Do not think in this way. Have the determination to finish all waste thoughts and become victorious. Om Shanti.